Well, the United States government hates ghost guns so much that they're trying to go around the Constitution to ban privately made firearms, ghost guns. They're a made-up term. But did you hear about the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA? Did you hear about their ghost gun that ended up on a person that was arrested? A criminal, I guess? Yeah. I'm going to tell you all about it because the gun that showed up on the scene supposedly was destroyed 3 years earlier. Yeah. Check this one out, guys, before I jump into it. I want to thank Sonoran Desert Institute for standing by this channel for so long. There are a ton of guns in our country, and eventually they're all going to need to be tuned up at some point. They are machines, and to keep machines running well, you should know people who know how to work on your machines. You can become one of those. Check out sdi.edu/gng to learn more about how you can become a gunsmith, get your foot in the door, and turn your passion for firearms into a profitable business. sdi.edu/gng. All right, guys. Yeah, you didn't hear about this, but the Department of Justice Office of the Inspector General just released this report on the notification of concerns regarding the Drug Enforcement Administration's and the Federal Bureau of Investigation's handling of employee-issued firearms pending destruction. Yeah. I'm going to read you just a little bit of what the Inspector General says here. Boom. It'll blow your mind, because if this was you, or if this was your business that did this,
they put you in jail right away. No trial, no nothing.
But because it's the government, no accountability. Oh, we're sorry, we won't do it again, we swear, trust us. Check this part out. The Office of Inspector General initiated an investigation after a local police department recovered a personally made firearm during an arrest of a private citizen and traced the serial number on the slide and barrel of the personally made firearm to the DEA. According to DEA records, the slide and barrel were part of a DEA employee-issued firearm that had been destroyed over 3 years earlier. During the course of the investigation, the OIG learned that before the PMF was recovered, the DEA's process for destroying DEA employee-issued firearms involved separating the slide and barrel from the rest of the firearm and placing the slide and barrel in open bins in a gun cleaning room that was co-located at the DEA and FBI training academies in Quantico, Virginia. The OIG further learned that the gun cleaning room was accessible to thousands of employees and contractors at Quantico, including FBI and DEA armory employees, FBI and DEA academy trainers and students, cleaning staff, maintenance contractors, and others. Because the gun cleaning room was in a shared building that also held the Quantico cafeteria, security control measures were limited to a Quantico access card provided to every individual that had access to the grounds at Quantico. There were no safeguards to ensure that the location where the slides and barrels were stored was secured. Document who had access to the location or DEA property, or document when the slides and barrels were destroyed. During the investigation, the OIG further learned that the FBI similarly, at least sometimes, separated slides and barrels from the rest of FBI employee-issued firearms pending destruction and placed the slides and barrels in the same open bins accessible to thousands of individuals at Quantico. We found that multiple FBI employees disagreed on the standard practice regarding the storage of these parts. While some FBI employees stated they never separated the slides and barrels of firearms from their frames, others stated this was standard practice. Furthermore, some FBI employees stated the DEA and FBI never shared bins for scrap metal, including slides and barrels, while others again recognized this as standard practice. The DEA and some FBI employees told the OIG that they considered only the frames and receivers of employee-issued firearms as necessary to safeguard in a secure vault prior to destruction. This is problematic given that the slides and barrels can be attached to compatible frames or receivers and end up in the hands of criminals. Further, although the slides and barrels are not considered firearms in themselves, they contain serial numbers that identify their origin and implicate the DEA or FBI when recovered. While the DEA and FBI informed the OIG that they are no longer using open bins at Quantico to store slides and barrels of firearms that are pending destruction, neither the DEA nor the FBI have written policies memorializing this change. We concluded that the lack of safe handling and destruction policies for these firearm parts creates a risk that allows for the theft of government property without accountability and the potential for serious crimes to be committed with that government property. Indeed, in the investigation that led to this memorandum, the OIG was unable to identify the individual or individuals who stole the DEA slide and barrel that were later recovered during an arrest. So this gun showed up on the scene of this arrest in 2023, and according to the DEA, it was destroyed in 2019, and they said there were 100 guns destroyed, but they had no record, they had no database, they had no spreadsheet, there was no way to say what was destroyed ever, or when it was destroyed. FBI had a policy regarding the destruction of employee firearms that were replaced. However, there were nothing in the policy about where these items were stored and how they were destroyed. So the OIG, you know, sent a slap on the wrist to them, said, you need both DEA and FBI, you need to make a policy, you need to train some people on it, and you need to do better. And both have responded saying they've done that. In fact, that FBI moved that destruction office from Quantico down to a base in Alabama. So they say that that's now secured. But if it were you or I, and one of our so-called destroyed gun parts turned up on a scene, what would happen to you or me? It's okay if it's the government, but if it's you or me, we'd be screwed. And I want to remind all of you, as this election comes closer and closer, the United States Constitution doesn't tell us what we can do. It's we the people telling the federal government what they can do. And if they don't have the explicit written power or ability to do anything in that document, they don't have it. Remember that, guys and gals. Know your rights, exercise your rights, and don't worry about your employees. We're replacing quite a few of them. I love y'all. I hope you're having a great day. I appreciate you subscribing to this channel. If you want more information about how this crooked-ass government wants to take away our right that they don't even give to us so they can't take back. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.